Afternoon to everybody. Certainly a day full of energy and excitement here. There's a lot going on, obviously, with the Bears, with the start of our vet mini camp and the draft coming up and the NFL schedule coming out Thursday. Obviously, it's all tempered by the tragedy in Boston yesterday. Definitely took my heart this morning reading about it, and just want the folks out there to know that our thoughts are with them, our condolences are with their families, and best wishes to them during this healing process moving forward. The solace that I find in it is that I know in my heart that the NFL and the players under that umbrella provide a lot of relief to people in a lot of ways and a lot of entertainment and excitement. And it is with that thought that we move forward. Clear idea is that we're going to draft players that we feel are going to help our football team win championships. Regardless of what may be perceived as our needs, we're always going to draft the player at that spot that we're picking that we feel helps us the most at that time at that pick. And to do that with a sense of urgency of moving us towards our goal of winning championships. All right, good question, John. You know, normally what we do is when we set up a plan for the draft, we will do it in the order of players we would trade up for at that pick that we feel will still have a possibility, might be slim that they may still be there, but they're first. Those are players we would not pass up. Then we would have players in and around that pick that we feel will be available through our research that we know that with that pick, we feel have the best chance of helping contribute on our team and helping us towards our goals. And then the back end of the list would be players that if the players in front of them aren't available, those are the players we would be looking for on a trade back. And hopefully you've got two or three or four of those players, depending on how far back you want to go in terms of designing your plan, those players would be at the back end. So that whole grouping, say at 20, really you may end up having about five, six players that you really feel comfortable. You'll have two or three out front that have a chance to come to you, and then you'll include about at least another four or five on the back end of that you'll have ranked ordered in case you trade back. You're looking at the number of spots you're moving back and the number of players that you still feel comfortable with on that list. If the list is too small when it comes time to trade back and you don't feel comfortable, well, you know, you've got some tough decisions to make. You may have to move even further back into an area of value. Or you may have to take the best available player there if you don't find a trade. We've already had a couple teams that have approached us. I've approached a couple during owners' meetings. They're talks. They're back and forth. They're kicking things around. Brad, you know, it doesn't get serious until you get close to the pick. My experience is that you may get two or three, about three or four spots before your pick, and then you may get more at that pick, but it gets real serious when you're on the clock. But certainly we've had discussions, and we'll see how it goes. It depends on whether our player's at that spot and we feel like he has the value that we don't want to move out of the pick, or whether their player's on that spot. Well, certainly, both John and I, and I guess Mike, we've all earned a lot of gray hairs over our years. Those are years and experience. It teaches us not to say never, to not use those words. But certainly our focus is on the roster that we have on the field and moving forward with our team and using that roster and our talents and our resources to develop championships, and that's where our focus is at. Very excited to see how they interact with our coaches, to see the new players that we brought in and see how they fit, and to see them move around, to see what it looks like moving from tape to the field, and to see them all come together. See them play well together in terms of towards the end of the week, are they coming together? Are they meshing? Do they understand what we're trying to accomplish? And are they able to do it at full speed? Well, it's important that they're within a range of times that you find acceptable for the position. They have to be sufficiently timed in terms of their speed. More importantly is their play speed. Does he have good play speed, very good play speed, excellent, rare? You know, we just go along with our scale. We ask our scouts to look at the time speed, to look at what they see in the fall and tape and during their cross-check assignments post the fall until February, and put their own speed down for what they see as the play speed of the player. And it's more important that that's sufficient or better than it is his 40-yard dash speed. And unfortunately for us, some of the positions that I would say are more attractive to us, there's teams in the league that there's a lot of interest in. There's a lot of folks that need offensive linemen. I'll go that far, okay? There's strong positions in this draft. I would say those positions are corner, safety. There's a number of starters in those two positions, defensive line, offensive line. I would say that the tight ends and the wide receivers are above average. I would say that the running backs, quarterbacks are average. Yeah, that's a good question, Mark. You just keep digging in every direction possible. I will tell you that our scouts are very inventive. Part of their job, I tell them that they're 50% investigator and 50% talent scout. They take that to heart. They work very hard at it. They develop contacts. When you interview a player, normally they talk about people that are important during their career. They'll talk about people, youth sports coaches. And you reach out to those people and you find out what that young man was like from those 12 all the way up through high school. And then once you find those things out, you find out more people that are involved in their life. And you keep searching until you get a wide variety of thoughts, and then you've got to weave through there where the truth is, and that's what we asked our scouts to do. At the end of the day, to put down a sentence or a paragraph that summarizes their findings and their take on this athlete's personal behavior and character as it moves forward for the Bears. Jay's contract status doesn't impact it. I'd like to draft a quarterback every year. If we could find the right quarterback, those are very valuable in terms of the position. Obviously, I don't see that you can have a winning franchise and a championship franchise without a high-quality quarterback. So you want to give yourself as many chances as possible. They're also very valuable from a trade perspective. And you just see how Matt Flynn has bounced around from Green Bay as an example. So if we could find a quarterback every year and we had the picks to do that, we would do that. You know, those were great discussions with Mark during the interview process. And most important thing we feel is to get high-quality football players that can help us win games. And so I would say those parameters haven't changed in a great degree, but I would say that we are not necessarily system-specific in terms of we want players that transcend schemes. Those are the best players to get, that have the most flexibility. We'll go right back to the whole controversy about Shea. The reason Shea is an important player and the reason we picked him where he's at is because he has versatility as an athlete. He can do a lot of things. We're looking for those type of players, players that are high-end, dynamic athletes that can do a lot of things. Probably, honest answer is, yeah, it's less likely. That's where, moving back's more attractive than moving forward. But if there's someone worth close and all the plans that we've made, we know the guy that we've really targeted that could make a significant difference for us is sitting in front of us with one pick, and that team in front of us is looking at the same guy in the same position. Would I pull the trigger? Absolutely. I would pull the trigger. Probably 3 or 4 guys a year. Yeah, I mean, and there's always 3 or 4 guys that people say that, they're too raw, they're not going to contribute right away. Bruce Irving. I mean, he's picked at 15, so every year there's this guy, Ziggy, it's a similar position, but there'll be 3 or 4 others that people say are picked too high, but they're good players. You're looking, when you pick a player like that, you're looking at the upside window of it. You're looking for something that may be rare for their position. Both those guys did. I mean, Bruce has rare speed for that position as a pass rusher, and, our defensive end from BYU, he has a lot of tools. No, it's not unusual. It's just who's taking the risk and at what level.